We are on Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph, the bottom of the Amid. Toshema Beged Shetzavoy Beklipei Shviyas Yidolik. A beged that was dyed from the klipim of Shviyas, you have to burn. What is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe? So Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe is, so we see Chazusa Milsa, that there's Kedusha Shviyas in the Beged. So the Gemara says, Shani Hosam, the Omakro Tiye Bab Yoso Tehe. If a posik that says that the Kedusha Shviyas remains, even though it got transferred into a Beged, and it's only a b'china of chazusa, but the kedusha shviyas remains. Bav yosetei, it remains. Now the shaila is, why is it yidolik? Why is there an inyan to burn the beged? Before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says the halacha is that one has to use up Peres Shviyas before the Zman Abir. But the Zman Abir is Kolo L'chayim in Asoda, then one has to be Mevayer Peres Shviyas. Exactly what Bio Peres Shviyas is, there are Zamachlikas HaRishayim, but just to understand the Gemara in the easier oifen, the Shitas Rambam is that the person was not, did not consume of the Peres Shviyas before the Zman Abir, he has to burn them. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz learns Pshat. We're speaking about a person was Tzeveya after the Zman Abir. He was Tzeveya after the Zman Abir, which then after this manabir, all the Peres Shviyas have to be nisbayer min oilam. You have to get rid of them. You have to burn them. So Memele, he didn't do it. He was seveya this beged. So we say that in the beged, there is now Kedusha Shviyas, which is now oimed lisorev, since it was not used before this manabir. So that is a, that's how the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz learns Pshat in the Gemara, which is an easy pshat. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shviyas also lases schire bepeiresel. You're not allowed to do schire with peires shviyas. So kan shoyel aben, who's speaking about schire? How does schire come in? So the Pnei Yeshua says, he brings down a Rashi in Sukkah, Daflametes Medalov. And that Rashi Daflametes Medalov says as follows. Hatayra Omra Laochla Veloilischaira. That the usage of Peres Shviyas should be Laachila Veloilischaira. And what does that mean? Shekol Peres Shviyas Chayovin Lehisbayer Bishviyas Hein Udmeyim. Peres Shviyas, Demei Peres Shviyas, it has to be Nisbayer Min Ha'ilam, is to be used up in Shviyas, not after Shviyas. It has to be used up in Shviyas. V'loi She'yase Behem Schoira Soi, he should not do Schoira with Peres Shviyas, which means, Rashi says, Nesukah Latzniya, La'acher Shviyas u'la'asher. That means Peres Shviyas have to be consumed and used in Shviyas, not to be put away to derive benefit from them after Shviyas. So l'chayre, when one is tzeveya in Shviyas, not like the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, the Cheshben that's speaking about that, that he was tzeveya after the Zman Abir, it's not negative. A person is Tzeveya in Shviyas, so this Tzeveya he's deriving benefit from this Tzviya after Shviyas. It's died after Shviyas also. So he's deriving benefit from Peirush Shviyas after Shviyas, and that falls into the category of Schoire. Schoire means you're deriving benefit from Peirush Shviyas after Shviyas, and it is not being consumed in Shviyas. Uklipe, now it says, Beget Shetzovu Beklipe Shviyas, what klipes are we speaking about? Beklipe Peiris Koma. Veloi Klipe Eitzim, the Eitzim ain Shviyas Chola Aleim Kedelekamon, the Stam Eitzim Lahasoken Itnu, so there's no Kedusha Shviyas Bechlal on Eitzim, and that we'll see on Omid Beit. Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz asks a kasha. So it comes out, we have here two psukim. We want to the first bring a raya that from Ola, that Chazusa Milse, no, there's a posik. We want to bring a raya from Shviyas Chazusa Milse, there's a posik. So, the Taisa ben the Peretz asks, why do you need two psukim? What is the Gilu Yakro? If the Gilu Yakro is that Chazusa lav milse, no, there's a special halacha that by Ola it is also. There's a special halacha by Shviyas it is also. Then it's very good. Then that's why you need two psukim, because Bemison Chazusa lav milse, and these are Chidushe dinim, that it says by Ola and Shviyas that it is also even though Chazusa lav milse. But if we'll say it's a Gilu Yakro that Chazusa milse, so why do you need two psukim? He says, Momen, you can't learn out, because I'm a moinim yisur le'yofino. But why do you need two psukim by Shviyas and by Ola? So the Taisa ben Peretz says, because you can learn out Shviyas from Ola, because Ola is Yisurei Anok. So it could be, even if Chazusa, just like there's a concept of Mamoinim Yisurei Lo Yofinan, even though it could be there the Gili is Chazusa Milse, it could be it's only Milse Legabe Yisa, not Legabe Momin, so you can learn out Shviyas from Ola, because Ola is Yisurei Ano, and Shviyas is not Yisurei Ano. It's a different type of an Issa. You can learn out Ola from Shviyas, because Shviyas is Teifes as Domo, and Ola is not Teifes as Domo. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rove Romi, Rove Est Akashe. Knan, we learned, Beget Shetzovoi Beklipe Ola Yidolik. This Mishnah, that a Beget Shetzovoi Beklipe Ola Yidolik. Alma, Chazusa Milse, so if there's a Yidole, so you see Chazusa Milse. Remini, I want to ask you a kasha. Revi is Dam, Shenivlo Bebayitz. The din is that a Revi is Dam in a Meis, is Metame, Be'oihel. Yet Revi is Dam, Shenivlo Bebayitz, was Nivlo Bekakois Habayitz. Habayitz Tomei. The bias is tummy, we'll see exactly, it doesn't mean the bias is tummy, it means the kelim sheba bias atom. Va'omri lo, others say, a bias toya. The kelim and the bias atoya. So we have here a machloikis, is a revius dam, that was nivla, is it mitame, the kelim. V'loi pligi, said Moses, it's not a machloikis, o the kelim da havo mi kore. That means, as soon as the Revi's dam fell on the karka, before it became Nivlan the karka, so I have a Revi's of dam, so all the kalim which were there already became tummy betumas oil. Ha bekalim da osul lipsoif, but later the Rabbi Yisdan became Niblan de Karke. So it's considered I don't have the Rabbi Yisdan anymore, and it's Niblan de Karke, it's considered command the lesser. So if one brought in Kalim into this oil, afterwards Nibla Bakarke, you don't have a Rabbi Yisdan anymore, so the Kalim Matoy. Nivula Biksus. Now, what happens if the dam was Nivula Biksus? And we'll see in Rashi, and this Ksus was now brought in to the bayis. Will the dam, the Revi's dam that was Nivula Biksus, will that be Metamei the Kalim Sheba Bayis? So it says as follows. Roye, it matters. Im is kabesus haksus. If, when you'll wash the ksus, v'yaitzi mimeno revi'is dam, and you'll be able to extract the revi'is dam ayidei kibus tameya. So that's considered you have dam ba'en. You have a revi'is of dam ba'en. So mimele, So before you washed it, the kalim that were in this bayis, when this ksus, this beged was there, automatically became tameh, because through the kibbutz I found out that I have dam ba'en that's nivlan the kibbutz. The imla, but what is if, when I wash it, I will be unable to extract a revi'is dam from the beged. I don't have a revi'is dam ba'en. Tahira. So the Gemara is akasha, but you have here a chazusa of dam. Afilu, you can't extract the dam, but you have a chazusa of dam. So Rove asked akasha, so he doesn't understand. By Allah, you say a chazusa of Allah has a shame Allah. And that's Machayiv Adin of Yidolek. And here it seems a chazusa of dam does not have a shame dam. And it's not metame boyu. Omar Rav Kahane, so Rav Kahane said, Be'emison, you're 100% right. From Allah we see chazusa milsi. And who Adin by dam? If you have a chazus of a revi'is dam, even though we can't extract the dam, it's also metame. I hear it says it's not metame. Mikulei revi'is shanukam. This is speaking about the kulis of a revi'is dam. Bedam tvuse derabot. We are not speaking about dam min hameis. We are speaking about dam tvuse. And dam tvuse is only Tomei Midarabonon, and since it's only Tomei Midarabonon, so we have this kula that we say Chazusa Lav Milse by Dam Tvus. Let us see Rashi. Revi is Dam Metama Boil. Tersiv Al Kol Navshois Meis Loyovai. That a coin is not permitted to go into oil of Navshois Meis. V'damu ha-nefesh. V'damu ha-nefesh. The dam is the nefesh is in the dam. So it says nafshei smeisa means the dam that the nefesh is koloboy. V'kimlu rabonon the bereviyis dam chai. If a person has a minimum of a revi'is dam, we can exist. So memele, so damu anefesh is a revi'is dam, and it says it's metame boyu. Nivla bekarka, habayis tome. So Rashi says it doesn't mean the bayis. Kalim sheba bayis. We mean the kalim sheba bayis. The bayis loy mekabel tome de karke. Lachere Rashi means it's mechuba le karke. And kol amachuba lekarka reyu kekarke, and it's not mekabel tumah lachera. That is what Rashi means. Even though this is lachera abayis is tolish or besayf chibroi, that means really you're taking you're taking a dover tolosh, you say a wooden house, and you're mechaber to the karka, but it seems Rashi is saying that legabi huches tume, it is a din of karka, and karka is not mechaber to. Bekelim, so we had two memories. One memory we had, abayis tome, the kelim shebabayis atome. In one memory we had the kelim of the bayis atome. So the Gemara says, Tomach like it. Mikalim dava bebayis koidim sheniblom. The kalim which were in the bayis before the dam became niblom the kalka shois of be'en. Then there was a viz dam ben. Veheil abayis ole hovala kalim vinitmu vinitmu. So then when the dam was ben, there were kalim in the bayis. So memela the kalim were together in the oyal ameis together with the Revi's dam, so they became tome. Lebesayif, but if kalim were brought in la'achash and niblu, so a mele, so you don't have a Revi's dam. After it's nivla bekarka, so the kalim atur. Imis kabesis aksus. Now we had another din. What is if a Revi's dam became nivla in a beget, the yaitse a menu Revi's dam. And when you wash it, you, a revius of dam will come out. So, Rashi says, how do you know of a revius of dam came out? Shebetchila nivla boy yoysim a revius. There was, in this beggar, there was more than a revius. Vehichnis aksus labayis. So Rashi means to say, yeah, there was more than a revius in the beggar. Vichnis aksus labayis is habayis tome. So the bayis is tome. Means the kelim sheba bayis. V'yaitze memenu, when is it? If v'yaitze memenu revius dam. So how do you know a revius dam is capable? You're capable to squeeze out a revius dam from the beggar. So Rashi says, I'll tell you a cheshbin. Shem yitnu mayim b'mide. That means I washed the beggar, let's say, with 5 ounces of water. And now after I washed the beggar, now I have red water, I have 6 ounces. So al kolchoch, the 6 ounces, I'm sorry, not the 5 revisin. Before I had 5 revisin of water, and I washed the beggar, and now after the washing, I measure the water that is dominant, I find there is 6 revius. So where did this extra revius come from? Akoch, this revius is the revius of dam. So I have in the beggar a revius of dam that you're able to squeeze out. That's called dam ben. So memele, so then the kalim in the bayis are tome. The imla toya. But if you cannot squeeze out from this beged ayyidei kibbus a revius of dam, it means the dam is nivla in the beged, and you can't get it out. V'imlav toir abayish shloi hail al revius, because the bayis was not mile on a revius of dam. Shekvar choser behibolei beksus. That means the dam that I'm not capable of taking out of the ksus, that dam is doesn't have a shame dam. Avala ksus tome. The ksus is tome. Shemetchilas nigiyosa berevius metzumtzem nitma afilu. The ksus touched a revius metzumtzem, so the ksus became tome. But to be metame boy, you need a revius of dam. You don't have a revius of dam if you cannot squeeze out a revius of dam from the bag. Aba oktoni miyis v'imlav, that's anegeya lono. That if you cannot squeeze out a revius of dam ben, toil. Af algav the chazusa de revius ike. Shadam shenisha bebeget sheyefshel esoichtoi nira lono bebeget. You can't get it out of the beget, but you see the dam. Almer chazusa lav milsi. So vayis tochoyis, that's what you see, but there's no ben anymore to take out. Chazus ala milsa. So my mailer, so Rova asked the kasha that I have a stira from Beget Shatovi Beklipa Ola Yedolik. So there you see, you have to burn the Beget, so we see Chazus ala milsa, that the dye of the Beget is called the dye of Ola. And here we see that the Chazus of Dam does not have a shame of Dam. Chazus ala milsa. So Rav Kahane answered, Mikule Reviyos Shonu Kal. Reviyos Shal Dam Kal. We're not speaking about Dam Minameis. Kugain Dam Tvuse. We're speaking about Dam Tvuse. The Kaim alone, She'ene Metam Aboyel Elam Midrabon. The whole Tumis Oil Zonia Drabon. Dam Tvuse. Now what is this Dam Tvuse? So Rashi brings down this Chilukei Deis and the Gemara Mesechtes Nida what Dam Tvus is, and Rashi brings down shot like this. Horug sheyotza mimenu revius dam b'chayat u'bemoisai. That means a horug that dam was running out of him b'chayat u'bemoisai. Sofik. Now, I have a revius dam that came out of this hog. I have a sofik, sofik kula b'chayev, sofik kula b'moysoy. So sofik, if it was kula b'chayev, so it's not metame, kula b'moysoy, it's a revius dam in a meis. Machze b'chayev, machze b'moysoy. It's right another revius dam. So it's a sofik. So the shash brings down a kasha. This kasha is very schwer. Because the Gemara says, let us just understand this halach. I have a revius dam in front of me, and I have a suffix, is this dam in a meis or dam in a chai? So we have guidelines in Hilchos Tumah, how you paskin such shailas. If it's the suffix was noilet b'shus haram, it's veikei toyos, it's toyos legamri. If the suffix was noilet boshus ayochit, tzveikei tomi, said tomi min ha-teire. So memele, so what is Rav Kahane saying over here, mikulei revii shonu kan, by dam tvuse, since it's only ad rabonon, you say chazus alav milse, I mean, it's either toir or tomi min ha-teire, it's not rabonon. This dam, suffix, kulei min ha-chai, suffix, kulei min ha-meis, it's either toir legamri, the suffix was noilet b'shus haram. It's tamei legamri. So what's that mekulei revius shalokam? This kasha the Rishash brings from the main avtoyach, Mesechtes Nida. So the main avtoyach says as follows. The main avtoyach says that it is speaking about that this horug was killed b'shus haram. So memele, I have here a revius dam. I have here a revius dam, and let's say it fell on a beged, but the latest hasafik was b'shus haram. So now, klara shaila, is this dam tomei or toir? So, I say, sofik tomei b'shus haram, shveikai toir. Shveikai toir. But the rabbonim were metame. This dam tvus, they were metame. This is a tumei the rabbonim. So it's Tommy Midarabon. But how can you say it's speaking about the suffix was noilet b'shus haram? We're talking about, we have here a beged and a bias. That's in the scalem of the bias. So we have here tumme b'shus hayoch and not b'shus haram. We have a suffix tumme b'shus hayoch. Break the reshash. No, you don't understand what the maisa was. The maisa was the sorg was killed in the b'shus haram. And the revius dam fell on the ksus in the reshus haram, and we paskin sofik tumme b'reshus haram sveike toir min ha-toir mid rabbonon et tomei al dam tvus. Rabbonon from a tamei this dam. Now we took in this beged into a house. God Rabbi Yehuda Kantzer said it's merdik meduyik in Rashi before, because Rashi says in miskaves success revius dam shebetchil nivlo bayis revius vehichnis aksus labayis. Lady brought in the ksus. The ksus wasn't, and the whole subject wasn't nailed in the bayis.
The Sofik was Neulet Chutzlabayis.
So it was Take Sveikai Toya. No mi da Rabbonan it's Tomei. And now we brought it in the Bayis. And now we're saying the Bayis is only Tomei if you can squeeze out a Revius of Dam Ben.
So the Gemara asked, so we see Chazus Ala Milsus, so Rav Kahane said, that we're speaking about Bikuli Revius, we're speaking about Dam Tvus, which is Ad Rabbonin, and you're right, Taka. By Dam Tvus, that's Ad Rabbonin, we say,
let us see Taisvis. Rav Rami Nan Beged Shetzovei Beklipe Olav. Teime. The Rav Shani Leel Shani Olo Versiv Kroi. Rav alone, before when we cleared the Shaila, Chazusa Milse, Chazusa Lav Milse, so, we wanted a proof from Olo that Chazusa Milse, and Rav said, no, Olo is a posik. So, l'chayre, shani Olo d'chsiv kroi, e mehosam layafin. So, Taisus l'chayre understood. Let us say, about Poshib Shah. So, Taisus understood, Chazusa lav Milse. Shani Ola Dersiv Koi in Mahosam Layafina. And there's a special din by Ola, and even though Chazusa Lav Milse, it's also a Mahosam Layafina. Vim Kain, my Porech, me Ola Atume. So just like we said, you can learn out mamayne. That means masam layafina. You can learn out from over there because this is a posik. Mechayir pshar is afilu chazusa lav milse. It's also vim kein my poch maola atume. It's atume. You see chazusa lav milse. Fine. Taka chazusa lav milse. But by all it's also that place for kash. Benire kesvarim de garsino lael rabbe. That we're geiris rabbe. So memele rabbe held it's a posik. And rabbe held, he didn't learn that. The reason he learned that yidolek is because misvara chazusa milsa. So memele rabbe had a problem. So rabbe had a problem. See, you say chazusa milsa. And by Tumi you say Chazusa Lav Milsa. Vigoras Rove Yeshlaima the Dichayu. Aisis Rove said, Aisis Rove really held Chazusa Milsa. Could be Matre, maybe there is a posik, but really Chazusa Milsa. And here, Here he has the caution. Here we see that by Dam Chazusa Lav Milsa. He had a big problem. He's personally held Chazusa Milsa. He can be Matre, but he held Chazusa Milsa. And by this, I got stuck. By Dam, we see Chazusa Lav Milsa. So Avakana said, we're not speaking about, the Raisa de Kedam. We're speaking about the Rabona de Kedam. I hear a Shtikul Ha'ore, Taisvis, we had before Taisvis and Kuf Aleph Amad Aleph. The Taisvis Akashe, in time and Ken Tifshad Lidach Gisa Meditzach Lameisa Shmamina de Chazusa Lamilsi. Taisvis says, if you need a posik to tell me that all is also, so you see clearly Chazusa Lamilsi. So that's my pshat and taisus over there was. I don't know pshat in the pasuk. It could be the pasuk is telling us Chazus alav milsen, it's a special din that all is also. There could be, it's telling us that the pasuk is megala chazus milsen keilu hu ben. That's the chiddush akra. That keilu hu ben. Now, what is Tosfos Kasha? So let us cheshbon nice. If Rava held that Chazusa lav milsa, like the first mahalach, Tosfos we don't know pshat. But if we hold Chazusa lav milsa, so then Rava's Kasha is bechlal not shvel. And the lashon of Rava, Rava says alma Chazusa milsa fakert. Pshat is that Chazusa not alma Chazusa milsa fakert. Chazusa lav milsa. That was Tosfos Kasha. But L'chayre, what's the Kasha? Tosfos had a mahalach that Chazusa mil that the choshev kiilu hu ben, that the chiddush of the pasuk is that the hid Torah is megala that Chazusa milsa. So if Chazusa milsa, so it could be. Just like we had said, even though we have a gilui akro that chazusa milsa, you can't learn that moment because mamayim yisur leyafina. You can't learn out. L'chayra could be tumi. You also can't learn out from misa. So it could be that's pshat and Tosfos Kasha. Atzilu will say chazusa milsa because of the pasuk, but you can't learn out one from the other. Just like you can't learn out, we mentioned the Tosfos Ben Pesach, you can't learn out Shviyas from Ola, you can't learn out Tumosa from Ola. So what's Chavis Kasha? If we're working with a Pesach, you need Limudim, so you can't learn out. Mamayim Yisur Leyafina, and Tumayim Yisur Osa Leyafina. So be that Tosfos Kasha. Stay weiter, Royen, im miskabeses aksus v'yoytze mimenu revies dam. So it says like this: the dam that is nivla, the dam that is nivla in the beged. So we see as follows: if when you wash it, you can squeeze out a revies dam from that beged, that's called they have a revies of dam behem. So memela, so then the beged is metame the kalim, which are in the bayis. Perish bekutre. So Rashi said, how do we figure out if you have a revius dam ba'en in the beged? So Rashi says as follows: she yitnu mayim b'mide. That means, let's say when he washed the beged, he took five revius in the water. He washed the beged. Before he had clear water, and now after he washed the beggar, he has bloody water. And he measures the amount of liquid now, and he has six revias in. So where did the six revias come from? Al-Kochot, there's a revias of dam in this mayim. So you see, you had in this beggar a revias of dam ba'en. So Mamela was then metama, the kalim in the bayis. V'kosha l'perusha, afilu, so Tosfos asks as follows. It says as follows. Im iskabeses aksus veitz menerviyiz dam t'mei. V'im lab t'hoiro. So we have guidelines. We know clearly if it's t'mei or t'hoir. If you have a reviyiz dam, it's t'mei. If you don't have a reviyiz dam, it's t'hoir. Fine. Like Tosfos, afilu lam yimtzu revius. That means like this. I had five revius in the water. I washed the beged, and I have 5.5 revius. It's bloody water, now I have 5.5 revius. So it says, oh, 5.5 revius? You don't have a revius now. If you're only able to take out a half a revius, you only have a half a revius of that. Amai Torah? Why is it Torah? The Yevsha lo'ilom lo yishtayr bebeged min hamayim. Do you know, when you're washing a beged, and then you squeeze out, there's some water left in the beged. There's water left in the beged. So who told you that you were unable to squeeze out a revi'is dam? Could be you have a revi'is dam in your basin over here. Could be you have, it's only 5.5 revi'is in of liquid. Yeah, because there's a half a revi'is of water, or more than half a revi'is of water in the baguette. That's still nibble on the baguette. So Mamela, so that's you don't have 6 revi'is in. But who told you you were unable to excrete, to squeeze out the revius of that? And here it says it's toil. If you don't have a revius of that, and Rashi says, how do we measure this? If we don't have an extra revius of liquid, so we see there wasn't a revius of dam that can go out that I was able to squeeze out from the bag, it's toil. Why is it toil? Ela Yeshlaim. So Taisvis does not like Rashi's pshat. That is not how you measure a revius of dam. Ela Yeshlaim kedama b'tesefta b'peg dala deholz. Revius dam shenivla b'ksus. I have a revius of dam that was nivla b'ksus. And now how do you figure out is the revius dam ben? How do we do this? Keitzad mishar enoisa, mevi mayim b'midim. You take mayim b'midah. Let's take, we take 5 revi'is in the water. U'machabes bo. And I wash the beged. Fine, I wash the beged. U'mevi mayim acherim. Then I go and take 5 revi'is in of water. Again, another 5 revi'is in of water. V'neisein l'seichon revi'is dam. Now, in the second water, I take a revius of dam, and I put it into the water. Now I have 2 colored waters. I have 1 colored water that the water became colored because I washed the beged that was beileya dam. The second water, both I have the same amount of water, but here I put in mamash a revius dam. Then I take both waters. It's irrelevant how much water I have in the first keli now. There could be still water left in the beged. But now I have here two kelim with water, which I started with the same amount of water. Now I compare the colors. If the color of the water of the first keli is equivalent to the water of the second keli, 100% sure that there was a revius dam there, because I took twice 5 revius in the water, and in the second keli I poured a revius of dam in this revius of water, and this is how 5 revius in the water plus 1 revius of dam looks. Take the same dam from the same person, you don't take different dam. So this is how revius of dam looks in 5 revi'is in the water. Now I take the first water that I washed the beged with, in a chelik of whatever dam was able to squeeze out, that's dam b'em. This dam got mixed up with 5 revi'is in the water. So if it has the exact same color, so it's mukach that you have a revi'is of dam in here, a revi'is of dam b'em. So Mamela, so then the bias is tummy. If it doesn't have the same color, it's lighter, so then you see that you don't have a revius of dam, so then it is toil. It says, V'hashte ein mazik lum. Now this kasha I had on Rashi, that there's some water left over in the beged, Bahashte mazik lum, masha mishtaya minamayim bebeged, even though there's some water left over in the beged. So Mincha Shuli says, ucheshem. Ucheshem shenishtaya minamayim. That you're true, 100% true, there's water in the beged. Kach nishtaya minadam, so there's not Muslim in the bag, that's Lamala Mert. Obo, Shemikol Moker. Hoya HaKoyl Mohurev Yachad. But I accomplished, when I washed the baguette, there was a taruvis of all the dam be'en, with all the water I washed it with. Mikol Mokem Yakel Mohurev Yachad, Ma SheYotzo U'ma SheNishtaye, Umare echotain, so whatever came out, it's the same color. There's some left in the baguette, but you have the same color. Fine. So that's how you cheshben out if you had a reviyestam ben. Now, Taisa says further, we're talking about that this beggar that was put into the bias will be metama the kelim. Avuksus atzmot mei shenivla bo revi yizdam mitchila ki the perish pekotra. But the ksus is zicha tamei because revi yizdam fell on the ksus, so that's no shaila. The shaila is afterwards when you brought in this beggar into the bias, is there still a revi yizdam ben or a chelik became a chazus? Period. Umiyu koshe, the ein svore, she yisayeya hadam, she mishtaya bebeget, kivin shen yoche lotzeis bekibuse. Now, let us understand what Taisvus is asking. So I saw in Minchas Yehudev, he wants to say Pshat and Taisvus like this. Taisvus says, this is 100% true. That means, if I have an equal color, I washed the beggar with 5 revias in Almayim, and I took another 5 revias in Almayim and poured a revias of dam, and now I squeezed out 4 revias in, but it's the same color. So it's the same color, so if it's the same color, al kochoch, there is a vias of dam be'en in this baguette. So Taisva says, umiyu koshe. But there's a chelik of the dam, which with one kibbutz, I can't get out all the dam. With one kibbutz, I can't get out all the dam. So this dam be'en, which after one kibbutz is still in the baguette. So Taisvus held, Taisvus the vile held, this is why he wants to say Pshat and Taisvus, the dam ba'en, that you can't get out of the baguette, should not be able to be mitzarif to revis. That was Taisvus ha'ore. Taisvus ha'ore was, umiyu koshe, dein svore she yisayeya hadam shem mishtayer bebeget. You're right. You have a revias and see you colored it. But this revias cannot go out from one kibbutz after one kibbutz. I look at the beget, it still looks like a pretty bloody beget. So I have here dam in a beget, which after one kibbutz does not go out. So Taisvus asks, so lemaise, if I cannot, I have here revias dam be'en, but there's a chelik of this revias that I cannot squeeze out of the baguette. So Tais says, it's not mistaber that is capable of being metamer. So I don't have a revias of dam be'en. I have a revias of dam that can color water. But since this dam cannot be squeezed out from the baguette, so memele, it's not mistavah to be able to be metamah. So it's considered you have less than a revias. That's Taisvus kasha. That's, he says, that's very meduy, kimin shachalot, says, be kibbutz zeh. After one kibbutz, it doesn't come out. Some of the dam that doesn't come out, he has a din, that it's not dam ben, it became nivlan de beged. Umiyu ein lochush kolkach. He says, don't make an asik about that kasha. Im teila nadova lach. So he says, what pshat and Taisvus teretz? So he wants to say pshat and Taisvus teretz as follows. The Taisvus says, you're right. If the one kibbutz, it could be there's dam still in the baguette that doesn't come out after one kibbutz. We're washing with water, nothing about detergents, rather washing with water. Fine. Now, after you wash with water, start washing again the beged. That's the same color, you know, fine. Wash again the beged. I got news for you. The beged will get, the water will have a tinge of dam. The second washing will also have a tinge of dam. So Taisvis is saying that, so what will be if I wash it 10 times? So then Mistava, the dam, that is Nivlan, the beged will be able to come out of the beged. So Taisvis says, so, you don't have to do more than once. I can be tailored that the dam, the revi is dam, that even though it didn't come out after the first kibbutz, could eventually come out after many kibbutz. So that's not called dam balua. That's called dam ben. That's what Taisus wants to say. But it seems Taisus was a little backled. It could be you look at the first kibbutz. Plus, we'll see later, there's a fanum that you could take out the whole dam completely, but that doesn't make a dam be'en. So, v'oi matzina l'forish. So, Taisus was a little scared with this teretz, that matzina l'forish. Then Taisus wants to say, could be, ha'or is a good ha'or. The dam that's nivlan, the beged, that doesn't come out with the first kibbutz, could very well be that I can't be that's not pekoyach to be metamen. So I'm matzina l'forish. I'm dem kama nishtayim in a maimer ishayne bebeket. You figure out how much was left in the beget. We'll see. Umevi maim achirim kemidas harishay. We figure out how much was in the beget. Could be that which is in the beget is not capable of being metamen. Umevi mayim acherim kemidas harishe. You bring water like the midas harishin. Rak sheyechasa mehem keshir shenivla mehem bebeget. So Taisa says like this. So Taisa says, you squeeze out from the beget. And you figure out how much was left in the beged. Let us just see, but they can say later we can't figure out, but that's besides the point. Let us say I figure out how much was left in the beged. So I say an ounce of liquid is left in the beged. Now, so I started out, let's say, with 5 ounces. Water, assumingly there's 5 revias in the water, and there's a revias of dam. So, altogether it should be 6 ounces. Now I assume there's a revias of mashke left over, and there's a revias of mashke left over in the beged. Now I have again 5 revias in the mashke. Umevi mayim acherim kemidas harishe. Now I bring other water. Rak sheyechasa mehem kishir shenivla mehem bebeget. That means there was 5 ounces that we figured out how much is left in the beget. And we started off with 5 and 1, 5. But now we figured out we assume there's 1 revias in the beged. So, and what is left over is 5 ounces. And now, maybe my machem kemidas harishin. Rak sheyechasa mehem kishir hanivla mehem bebeget. You're missing the amount that was nivla bebeget, and you put in a revias of that. So what is Taisva saying? And now I'm going to look if this water is equivalent to the other water. That means Taisus had wanted to say that the water in the beg, the dam in the beged can't be metame. That was Taisus' kasha. So Taisus, you're right. So Memele, so I have to go and see how much, I have to figure out how much was, is left in the baguette. And I deduct that, and I deduct kamen nishtay min amayim rishayne bebeget, ומייבי מים אחרים כמידס הראשון, רק שיחוסם כשיש ניבלם בבגד. And now I put in that water a revius of dam. So now if the colors compare, so I know zicher that in this water alone, there's a revius of dam.